such a great time to worship God together, di ba? Kahit na magkakahiwalay tayo physically, but yet we get to worship God together. So I think, I'm not sure ilang weeks na to, no? But it's been months since we've last seen you, and we really miss every single one of you. And hopefully, napagpatuloy lang natin na pag-pray na sana matapos na tong pandemic na to, so that we would go back to normal things, kung paano natin siya dati ginagawa, or at least somewhat better than what we had before. Ako nga pala si RB, for those who don't know me, I'm one of your campus missionaries here in Victory Metris, in every nation campus. And in every nation campus, we equip students for life, leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. And kung first time mo na makasama namin ngayon, we hope that you enjoy your time here and that you would get to hear from God and that you would be blessed by the preaching of the Word. Maring iniisip natin, no, ngayon 2020, para saan ba tong taon na to? Di ba? Para nakakapagod, sunod-sunod na lang yung nangyayari. Hindi na natin alam ano yung susunod na mangyayari sa atin. And para saan pa nga ba? Ba't inalaw ni God lahat ng to? There is a purpose for that. But even in our lives, ganun din. There is a purpose sa buhay natin. There is actually a purpose sa buhay natin. God has a purpose for us. God makes sure that everything that we do, yung buhay natin, is meaningful. Diba? Yung buhay natin is meaningful. And bilang isang estudyante, maaring you think your purpose for now is, or what brings meaning to your life, is your education. O kaya yung mga friends, diba? O kaya naman yung grades mo. But because of what's happening right now, diba, parang mapaisip ka, parang, paano na to? Paano magiging meaningful yung buhay ko? Kasi hindi naman nangyayari yung mga plano ko. For me, there are certain experiences that, kung nakasasabihin natin, parang these things, they brought parang meaning to my life. Or parang they made life more exciting. Diba? For example, first time na nag-surfing ako back, last year yata yun, last year, sama ko si Kuya Edrace sa mga worship leaders natin. Grabe, sobrang, hindi ko inisip na kaya kong gawin yun. Napilitan lang din ako. Pero ang saya talaga nun. And it was exciting because it was the first time that I experienced that. Or for another, nung one time nag-road trip kami papuntang Quezon Province, nakamotor kami, dito kami dumaan sa may Cogyo. Diba? Parang, it was exciting for that specific time. Or the times that I had my mission trips. Una sa Sri Lanka noong 2015, and then last year sa Vietnam. Shout out sa mga nakatim ko. These experiences, they made me feel alive. Or another, even in the simplest things, yung coffee conversation with my close friends or with the people na I'm discipling, part of my Victory group, I really enjoy these moments. For me, these moments made me feel alive. They brought somewhat like meaning to my life for that specific moment. And most of us, gusto rin natin yun, di ba? To do things that make us feel alive. And we think, baka yun yung purpose ng buhay natin. To always look for what makes us happy, to always to look for things that would make us feel alive. That's why we chase after experiences. That's why we chase after after people. Because that's what we want. But the feelings that come along with this, they eventually die down. Diba? Pansin niyo yun? There are some things that we have experienced in the past na maaaring na-excite tayo, but yet we don't get to feel the excitement anymore. Because that's a thing of the past. Yung nag-surfing kami, hindi na ako excited katulad ng dati. Yung road trip, di na naulit yon. Yung mission trip, baka yung iba sa mga nakilala ko sa Sri Lanka, hindi na ako naaalala. Or yung coffee conversations I had with my friends, I can't do that now because of the pandemic. So, di ba parang ipag-iisipin natin, if these things make life meaningful, or makes, parang, if this is the purpose of my life, but parang short-lived. Di ba, parang short-lived. Parang, as in excite, parang yung excitement ba nandun lang sa kung ano yung sa panandalian lang, 'di ba? Parang yung purpose ba ng buhay ko para lang sa mga temporary excitements that life bring, 'di ba? Is it that? So ang tanong natin for this afternoon, where can we truly find the meaning of life and what is the real purpose of our lives? Why are we here? Why do we still para saan tayo bumabangon, yung kangad sa isang commercial. So let me read from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. It says here, Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 to 24. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. So imagine, Paul, when Paul wrote this, he was in prison. If you remember, we already had a series back in April from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. So we know that Paul was in prison when he wrote this, and he was excited to write to these people he dearly loved. He even called them his joy and crown. And he was thanking them. He was actually thanking them. That's the reason why he also wrote, one of the reasons why he wrote. And in this part of the letter, he was in faith that he would go back to the Philippians and one day meet them again. That was his faith. He was excited to see them again. Sobrang mahal na mahal niya. Diba? Ganun din tayo ngayon, no? Parang excited tayo na makita natin ulit yung mga friends natin. Ang tagal na natin din nakikita. Diba? 4 months na. Ganun maaari na feel ni Paul. But also, at the back of his mind, he knew that he could die. That he could be executed. Pwede siyang pugutan ng ulo, pwede siyang pahirapan. He knew that there is that possibility. And he was also ready for that because he knew that God would be glorified in his body, whether by life or by death. And so Paul, if he lives, parang he was thinking, what would be of his life? What becomes of his life? Diba? And that's what he said in the first, in verse 21, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And tayo bilang isang human, bilang human beings, diba, we try to find different means to make us feel alive. To really say that we have lived our lives. Diba? Patuloy tayo naghahanap ng mga ganong bagay, na experiences and all. That's why we look for that sa mga causes. Diba? That's why we join in many movements. That's why we choose to fight for several things that we believe in. And I'm not saying that's bad. Diba? I'm not saying that's bad. But we try to look for the meaning of life there. Or minsan pinaglaban natin yung environment, yung mga para sa farmers, laborers, diba? Sometimes that's where we try to find meaning sa buhay natin. For some, they look for it in people. Because these people, they are fun to be with. And this one specific person, he or she makes me feel good, makes me feel loved. Or parang there's this sense of belongingness. And that's why we try to look for the meaning of life in people. For some, in the experiences, that's why they would risk everything for the sake of experiencing something that is new. Minsan yung savings, minsan yung safety, di ba? Just for the sake of gaining experiences. But eventually, we lose that feeling. Yung feeling na kaakibat ng mga yon. Kung saan natin hinahanap yung meaning ng buhay natin. Kung saan natin hinahanap yung purpose ng buhay natin. And kung nawawala yung short-lived lang yun na naramdaman natin dito, then it seems like all of life seems to be meaningless. Kanin yung nangyayari. Kasi short-lived eh. Short-lived. That's why when things get rough, when we start to feel that life is unfair or parang nahihirapan na tayo, we try to find an escape. We try to find an escape. And that becomes an unending cycle sa buhay natin. Meaningless. Parang meaningless. Kasi patuloy natin, patuloy tayo na hinahabol natin yung meaning ng buhay natin sa mga bagay na short-lived lang naman, yung naidudulot sa atin na kaligayahan. Yung feelings na kaakibat nun, short-lived lang. And sometimes we think the only thing is that we need to escape. Pero sa dulo, yung escape din natin, nagiging short-lived lang din. And definitely, Paul was not saying here, yung escape was death. No, he's not saying that. Diba? But he was willing to embrace that if he gets executed. Diba? He was willing to embrace that with the fact that he knew he already lived a full life for Christ. That he did what God called him to do. But Paul, at that very specific moment, even though there were so many sufferings, he was still in faith that he would go back to the Philippians. He would get to meet them. And because also he knew that to live is Christ. To live is Christ. For him, the meaning of life is found in Christ and in Christ alone. And Paul actually described who Christ is in this same letter. In Philippians 2, verses 5 to 9, it says there, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. And for Paul, that is his life. The foundational life niya revolves around who Jesus is. All that he is for Christ. All that he is. He's saying that his everything is Christ. Everything that is Christ, he wants that. And Paul knew that that was the purpose of his life, to live in and for Christ, to live in Christ and to live for Christ. So, ang tanong, do we also want everything that is in Christ? Do we want everything that is of Christ? Is all of Jesus the purpose of our lives? Is worshiping Jesus the main purpose of our lives? Is that it? Kung may kilala ako na, may kaibigan ako na army siya. Ayan, kung alam niyo yun, mahal na mahal niyo yung BTS. Hindi ko naman sinasabi na si Janine to, na ginamit pa yung apelido, nag-park pa siya kanina, di ba? Janine Park daw. Hindi ko sinasabing si Janine to. Pero grabe si Janine, bukang bibig niya talaga to. At willing siya bumili ng mga albums, kahit mahal, mga, ano bang tawag doon? Mga souvenirs ba yun, di ba? Parang ganun, para lang magkaroon siya ng mga collectibles ng BTS. Ganun yung kamahal yun. Kahit na medyo pricey yung ibang mga bagay dito, willing siya to buy all these things. Kasi mahal niya yung BTS. It would cost her a lot of money, pero para sa kanya, worth it yun. Diba, for her, all of that, parang worth it yung cost na binilang niya. And you know, living in and for Christ is also costly. It would cost us a lot. It would not just cost us money, but it would cost us everything. For Paul in the Philippians, what living for Christ would cost them was their lives. Diba, they would experience persecution. Ayun nga, pwede siyang mapapatay. Paul suffered a lot for the gospel. Imagine that. Imagine that. He was imprisoned. He got hungry. He was mocked. Na-shipwreck pa siya. Ang dami niya na-experience. Paul eventually lost his life for what he was fighting for what he believed in. Para sa atin, to live a Christ-centered life would mean mockings. It would mean persecutions, even from the people that we love the most. Or it would mean giving up things or giving up a person. To have more of Christ, it means surrendering certain areas in our lives to have more of Him. Surrendering a few minutes of sleep para lang magkaroon tayo ng time to converse with Jesus. Surrendering a person that's been leading us to sin. Surrendering something that is ungodly sa buhay natin. To live is Christ. To live is Christ. To live is to honor Christ. And to live this life is not cheap. It's costly. It's costly. And alam naman natin, yung buhay mahirap na talaga yan. Diba? With everything that we get to see now, alam natin mahirap na talaga yan. But you know, a life in Christ, yun, seryoso, totoo to. It's gonna be hard. It is actually very difficult to live for Christ. And for Paul, when he said, to live is Christ and to die is gain, death is not the sacrifice for him. It was living. It was living. But it's not just, and it's not just about surrendering or counting the cost. Para kay Paul, again, I'm not saying yung death is the solution. No, that's not what Paul was trying to say. He was trying to say that he lived, when kapag na-execute siya, he already lived a full life. That's not the solution. But he knew that he still had to live. Why? For him, it's necessary to do that. In verse 24, but to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. For Paul, that's what it means. To live is Christ. To live is Christ. For him, to live is Christ means to live for other people on the account of other people. Again, he was talking to the Philippians. Diba? Parang imagine, if life is Christ, why is it on the account of others? kanina may napanood ako na video, sinasabi doon, I can love God, but not attend church. No, that's not possible. If you can, if you're gonna say that you're to live, you're to live is Christ, it means that you also have to live for others, to live for other people. It says and because of this, the reason why we have to live for others, and to live for others is this in verses, in Philippians 2 verses 10 to 11, ang sabi dito, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. A life that is devoted to Christ is a life that would sacrificially throw everything so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue would confess that Jesus is Lord. That's what it means to live a life that is devoted to Christ. To live is Christ. A life that is dedicated to changing the world one step at a time. A life that will sacrificially give everything so that people will know God through evangelizing, through discipleship. A life meant to be God's vessel of love to the world. And that is the picture of living is Christ. Is Jesus our all in all? Is Jesus our all in all? Because if we say He is, we would want others to worship Him also. We would want other people to know who He is. But that would not be easy. Siyempre, hindi madali yun. Hindi madali yun. Kaya nga sinabi natin, sacrificially throw everything eh. Diba? That's why for Paul, it was actually sacrifice to continue to live and to go, and to live. Because living for others would require sacrifices. As I said, it would require surrendering, and it's not easy to surrender. It's not also easy when someone would slam yung tipong sasaraduhan ka ng pinto sa harapan mo just because you've been chasing this person so that that person would know who Christ is. Hindi madali to have people na mahal mo to get angry at you for following Jesus. Hindi madali na ma-reject ng mga taong to for preaching the gospel. Hindi rin madali na yung mga taong mahal na mahal mo, kilala mo, they would look down at you and think na parang KJ ka na. Diba, hindi madali when people you love, you've been with in your walk in the faith, would eventually walk out of their faith. It's never easy. This life would never be easy. And it will never get any easier. And if we'll assess it all, parang these things, they don't seem to make life more exciting and meaningful. Akala ko ba, Kuya RB, about to sa meaning ng life? Parang ayoko naman yung ganyang life. It sounds depressing, parang nakakapagod, parang ang discouraging. But we need to know kung ano nga ba talaga yung nagbibigay ng thrill or ng meaning sa buhay natin, nagbibigay ng purpose sa buhay natin. Back in 2016 yun, nagkaroon kami ng road trip na ilan sa mga friends ko, papunta ng Aurora Province, sa Dinadiawan. Shout out sa mga kasama ko doon. And it almost took us, 10 hours para lang makapunta doon. Grabe, 10 hours. Tapos kasi done lang kami, tapos ilan ba kami? 6 kami. Tapos ang hirap, kasi siksikan kami sa likod. Tapos naligaw kami, we had a hard time, kasi bundok pala yung papunta doon. Tapos dadaan kami sa dirt road, tapos minsan bababa kami, tapos magtutula kami minsan. Sobrang hirap ng biyahe. But when I look back to that memory, hindi ito yung mga mahirap na ito yung naalala ko. What I remember the most was how beautiful Aurora Province is. Kung gaano kaganda yung dagat, kung gaano kaganda yung sunrise doon, kung gaano kasaya nakasama ko sila, kung hindi yung kasama ko doon sa travel na yun. And you know, that's the same thing when it comes to life. All the hardships, all these sufferings, all these sacrifices, they are all worth it. Because what we gain at the end is what makes life meaningful. What makes life, what gives purpose sa buhay natin. So what gives more weight in our lives? Because definitely yung purpose ng buhay natin, it's not the suffering. Hindi yung sufferings. hindi yung sacrifices. It is having God. It is living for Christ and having a fresh revelation of God in our Bible reading. It's getting to be intimate with God. It's being able to witness God move in signs and wonders right before our eyes. It is seeing God in His creation, in the beauty of His creation. It is getting to see God change, how God would transform a person and eventually save our whole family. It is seeing God pursue someone that has left his or her faith. It is knowing God's heart for the nations. It is seeing God in the highs and in the lows. It is having God. And that's what life is for. That's what brings purpose to our lives. That's what makes life meaningful. Having Christ in our lives. And let me read again from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 9. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Jesus was in the creation, became one with his creations. He counted the cost, and it cost him everything. It cost him everything. He surrendered discomfort in heaven to live a hard life here on earth. He emptied himself and became a servant. The king became a servant. He died for us to pay the penalties of our sins. Jesus lived with us so that we would find meaning. Yung buhay natin would find meaning in him. So that our lives would find meaning in him. Sorry. So that we would find meaning in him. So that we could get out of the unending cycle and meaningless cycle of life. So that even if this journey gets bumpy, we can find our purpose in God. The purpose of our lives comes from and will forever be for Christ. That's where we can find the purpose of our lives. And that's what makes life meaningful. That's what makes life exciting. It's living a life for Christ. Let me just pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat po. Because we've always been looking for that purpose sa buhay namin in different things, in people, in experiences, in achievements that we have. But Lord, we don't want that kind of life. Lord, we don't want that kind of life. Lord, we want to live a meaningful life. And I pray that you would give us the grace to continue to fight for our relationship with you. Because only in you can we find meaning in our lives. Only in you can we find purpose. And Lord, I pray that you would also give us the grace to live for other people, to count the cost and live for people, because that's what it means to live for you. So that people would get to know who you are. Lord, we don't want yung cycle ng buhay namin na patuloy na umiikot lang sa meaningless na bagay. Sa mga bagay na short-lived lang, yung joy na nadadala sa amin. Lord, we choose to surrender these things, these areas sa buhay namin na patuloy namin pinangahawakan. Na alam namin na we've been trying to find meaning sa buhay namin sa mga bagay na to. But Lord, that right at this moment, alam namin na hindi yun totoo. Lord, we choose to surrender them all. Choose to trust in you. Choose to find meaning in you. Choose to live a life for you. May we continue to find our purpose in you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.